2018, 5:30 PM, calling to order a meeting of the Buick Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners. Present is Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Conley.
Commissioner Zace.
Chief Rude.
Thank you. Meeting is called to order, and the first item of business is public comment. We have public comment. I don't know if that one's turned on.
Looks like good. Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. I noticed line item 5150. Which is salary and wages, full-time, other.
May I ask you what document you're reading from?
Pardon me?
May I ask you what document you're reading from?
Oh, yes. This is the 11/30 budget appropriation report. I think it was the latest one that was on the website. Okay. And line item 5150 was budgeted for $10,000, and in this report, we've expended $18,596, which puts us at 185%. There hasn't been any discussion at any of the fire commissioner meetings regarding a reason for this line item to be over budget, and so I was wondering if you folks could please explain to me why we're over budget and how has the money been spent? Thank you.
What's the line item?
5150.
No, what's the...
It's called salary and wages, full-time, other. It's right. Do you guys have this report?
Well, not with me.
What?
I didn't get a hard copy. I've looked at it.
Salary.
Did you look at it?
It includes...
salary and wages, full-time, other.
And call and shift filling.
It's the purpose of the line item was to cover unknown miscellaneous overtime expenses that couldn't be categorized into personal vacation, holiday, the standard line items for overtime. So it was anticipated for overtime such as running to pick up vehicles, things that didn't fit into those categories. We've had a person out on administrative leave that did not fit into those categories, and that's why those funds were used for coverage of person that's been out for a couple weeks on administrative time. That's why it's over. That wasn't intended. That person is back at work. And
thank you.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. There's been no mention at any of the meetings about anybody being out on administrative leave. Were all three commissioners aware of that? And if so, when was that discussed?
I'm aware of it it's been discussed because it was not in operation as of our last meeting.
Okay. So then it hasn't been 3 weeks. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, my next question has to do with what my question was about. During the budget discussion for the fiscal 2019 budget, and when you came to the Civic Association meeting to explain your budget, there was a lot of discussion regarding the Scott air packs and the tanks needing to be replaced. I noticed there hasn't been any update on that, and I would like an update regarding has the packs or tanks been ordered and what plans the department are doing to fulfill that line item.
Sure, yeah. The Scott air tanks, it was budgeted. We were waiting to see what there's a new change every couple of years. The NFPA comes up with a standard change for breathing apparatus. We weren't sure the timing on the new standard. It turns out the new standard is coming out in, we believe, March is the new standard, and they're going to change the buddy breathing for the new Scott packs. If we buy them now, any packs bought after March will not be compatible with the old ones. Project was to buy half now, half next fiscal year. So what we're planning on doing is the company that has a state bid that we're planning on buying from will loan us bottles Our bottles expire in January. They're going to loan us the bottles to get us by until March, where we can buy the ones that meet the new standard. So there won't be no purchases till March, and more than likely next fiscal year, we'll ask for the remaining money for the second half of the bottles. Thanks.
I've been aware that you're waiting for the standards. I didn't know when that.
I just had a call last week from the supplier, and they said they're thinking March now is the newest anticipated, and they will loan us bottles at no charge to get us through till then.
How many bottles for loan?
I think I'm trying to think now. I don't remember the exact number. Around 15, I think, bottles that expire.
Was that your question?
Yes, I wanted to thank the chief for giving me a nice answer to my question. Thank you.
Who's the vendor? That's all right. Okay. It's idle curiosity.
Yeah, it's my.
Than anything else?
Dave Jabiri, IPS. IPS Inc. I think it's Industrial Protection Services. Dave Jabiri. Yeah, we're not going to use expired bottles.
Next item is the review and approval of the previous meeting minutes. We understand you as we have all an opportunity to look at this draft that just came out. Accept them as printed.
Second.
In favor, Kazan.
Finally.
Zace.
Thank you.
Yes, Sandy.
I have a question, though, as a public record. Do you have a communication?
I don't have a hard copy. It should be on the website already. It should be on the website tomorrow.
The date?
Yeah, I got it.
It's the 18th all day.
All day. It's funny how that works. Fire chief's report.
Response will be the total of 68 responses for the month of November. Two fires, one was mutually to Mashpee, one was food in the stove with no extension, 45 medicals, 3 hazardous conditions, and 18 service, good intent, or false alarm calls. Administration. So Open Cape, we've been working for a while with the town to try to get fiber into the station for an increased speed and internet. We have finally got a quote from Open Cape to utilize the fiber in our station that's already in the station. It leaves our station, and next stop is the library, and then from there it goes to the town. Open Cape has figured out they can splice our fiber that's in our station that goes to the library into the Open Cape in the library. So that splice has a cost of $2,200, and then the equipment in our station would be $800. So we now have a quote that we can tie into Open Cape for $3,000. I talked to Commissioner Conley about it a little bit and what the cost would be. So that's the cost. Right now we use Comcast. Comcast is our internet service provider. They charge us $104.95, so $105 a month. If we go to fiber, there's a $3,000 upfront setup fee, and then our monthly fees, depending on how much we want, I think we could get by with 20 megs. That's $175 a month. So it's an increase in $70 a month to go from Comcast to fiber. The water department has also been wired with Comcast. Wired with Open Cape. I haven't talked to them, but I don't know what their initial intentions were. There used to be a county purchase bandwidth that anybody can use for free. The county has discontinued that. It doesn't exist anymore. So anybody that wants to use it needs to pay for the data themselves. So like I said, it's for us, it'd be a $175. If we wanted to join with the water department, we could get a reduced rate. Public safety pays less than they would pay, and we could save them some money. But it would be about a $70 more a month to go, plus a $3,000 upfront fee. The benefits of doing that is Open Cape is one is fiber. We've got the ability to increase our bandwidth anytime. We're doing more and more training online, which gives us the benefit of higher speed. Comcast isn't as reliable, so any down wire kills Comcast for us. A couple times a year we lose it. We had the big storms last year. We were down for a couple days, which meant all our paperwork, all our reports went on paper. We do have a Verizon wireless MiFi that we could bring in and hooked up. It's just, it's not as fast. It's a slow speed option. We can get by without it. It's not a, we can continue to operate on Comcast if the commissioners don't want to go this route. The other benefits that come from it is software. It gives us the ability to share software platforms with other town departments. So we could, we've talked to other departments about sharing records management systems, things like that. We can connect higher speed with them that enables that to happen. Security systems, Comm right now is looking at security systems, and they're also going to go to OpenCape, but it's going to take them a little longer to get up and running because they got three stations and they're budgeting for it next year. But they initially anticipated putting individual security systems in each of the stations because the bandwidth on Comcast isn't enough to get the video back and forth to the main station. With this, they'll save a huge amount of money and put one system in and connect it with fiber. We've got the option with this since all the other town departments. Hyannis is on OpenCape, Barnstable's on OpenCape, West Barnstable Fire is going to OpenCape, and Comm will be. We've got the option of using a closed fiber system that doesn't have any ability the public get into or infiltrate to connect to Comm or any of the other departments. So it gives us some flexibility in the future that I think it would benefit us. And it gives us the ability to do high-speed online data with it. But it is a $3,000 upfront fee and an extra $70 a month to start. If that's something you want to consider, you want me to get more data on, or how you want to proceed on that one.
If you were to exercise that option, we would eliminate Comcast completely, or do they provide other services?
We would eliminate them completely. They do provide TV service for the station, but we don't pay for that. The Firefighters Union pays for that. So we would eliminate it from our bill. So we wouldn't need the $104 a month on Comcast.
Is there a quote from them?
Yes.
Okay. Can I come over and take a look at that?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's, if I could summarize, they want to hit us with $3,000 just for
the fiber termination fee. So going to the library and taking the fiber from the Barnstable, town of Barnstable fiber system and joining it to the OpenCape system.
So it's more than just a...
It's not a purely administrative fee. That's what they pay the outside company that does it. So they hire, I forget the name of the company, it's the same company the town uses for fiber connections. They come into the library and they'll do the splices with the fiber there.
And the monthly cost subsequent downstream for that to us would be $175 a month, did you say?
If you want 20 megs. So 20 megs, megabits per second, is $175 a month. We could go to 50, which is $380 a month, and share that with the water department if they're going to need to do something. So, and we get a much better rate than they would get being public safety. They give discounted rates to public safety.
Okay.
They've also got data centers. So OpenCape's got a data center, so we could store data. We don't have that need right now, but there's some other flexibility down the road if we chose to use it.
And then I do get the benefit of trying to do the video, any of the online training, so to speak.
Yeah, it's also in the Barnstable County Fire Training Academy. Mm-hmm. They've also got OpenCape in there, so we're not. I don't think they are not currently doing any live video feed broadcasting from the Fire Academy, but I'm sure that's coming very quickly. It's a matter of time.
Well, I want to look at that a little bit more. It's okay with you guys.
So I think it's good to look at it. Commissioner Connolly, I think you have a few questions, and the Chief and I did discuss things earlier today a little bit. With regards to speed, great speed is always good when it comes to the internet, but currently we really have no speed issues with what we have with Comcast, correct?
No, it's
more reliability.
There is a reliability issue. Occasionally it goes down, like those storms last year. But no, there is a speed. It's slightly slower than I am, which isn't saying much. So I do end up waiting for stuff to load. Practically, no. It doesn't affect my operations at all. So no, we can continue to do business the way we're doing it right now without switching. We don't need it.
And from a reliability point of view, you probably lose Comcast as often as I lose Comcast or anybody else at this table.
Couple times a year, yeah.
Couple times a year.
Yep.
Never impacted performance, never impacted any response to any situations, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as we talked about, we have the Wi-Fi in the ambulance that can be used,
yes.
that can be brought in.
We could, right.
As a backup.
We need to keep it in the ambulance when it goes on calls for the patient
Absolutely.
Care report, but when it comes back, we could connect and do our reports. It would be more cumbersome, but it's possible. Yeah, there's no, we don't have to do this. I think it's more efficient, but
I just
not
think
a requirement.
It should be, so you referenced security. I wasn't sure about that reference as far as somebody setting up something. And
so we've talked about a security system, and there's a possibility, we don't have a price on it yet, but there's a possibility of getting security cameras and having somebody monitor them. We have a dispatch center at Comm. They are going to monitor their security system. They could also monitor ours. So if we chose to have a video security system or any security system in our station, having the fiber enables us to transmit that security feed directly to them for their
Assuming
monitoring.
Assuming a 25 megabyte per second or megabit per second, whatever it is, would be sufficient for that.
I believe it would be, yes. It's
something to look at, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. They quoted that, and they said that would work for them. They can also, like I said, they can tie us in directly. So if we chose to, as Barnstable Fire Departments, have the data, all our data come into one place or have it connect to the Internet one place or have a data center, we could have one firewall that goes through one point of entry and then makes us basically private secure connections within that system. So it gives us some other options. Are we going to that tomorrow? No.
Okay.
And we don't need it tomorrow, but.
Right. No, it's good to look at. The other one I was curious about is you referenced, I think, was sharing platforms maybe or something.
Right. So right now we are our patient care reports, our ImageTrend, we share some of the services with them, but it's all in the cloud. So that's not on a server, and this wouldn't need that. But our records management in the cloud, but. I'm trying to think. A security would be a system. So a security system, we could have one located at one facility and tied in everywhere else. Right now, our records management is in the cloud, so that's...
It's part of the application, right?
It would depend, I guess. I don't have a specific one at the top of my head. The only one I could think of right now that would be a good sharing over the fiber would be a security system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so a security system has some value. I get that.
Yep.
Right? Whether or not that could also be done over Comcast is a different question.
They can't. They said the security system will not work over Comcast.
Okay.
They said that it's not fast enough. It doesn't have the bandwidth to do it.
Okay. Thank you. So from what I see right now, and I think there's a little bit more to be looked at, but right now, the advantage to it, really everything else is a wash as far as I can see.
Yeah.
Right? Because maybe there's a little bit of a lag loading something, but I haven't heard from anybody or yourself that there's a big problem with with the guys. You know, doing training. So they're doing the training online successfully.
They are.
Right?
Yep.
Then occasionally things go down, but nothing that's affected the operation of the fire department.
No, we don't. This is more of a want than a need, I think.
No, right.
I think in the future it will be a need as video becomes more and more, more and more data quality, data sizes. It's just not going to fit through the Comcast system eventually. And it is slow right now, but it's doable and it's workable. We don't have to have it, no.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like it's a solution in search of a problem at this point.
I don't mean to trivialize. Reliability is one of those things. Like I say, OpenCape has they call it a ring system, so it's fed in two different directions. So anytime a line goes down, it reverses and it comes in another way. So you have to have two points of failure for OpenCape to go down. So it's a reliability, but like I said, it goes down a couple times a year, so it's...
Yeah, but even so, those things are still strung. They're not buried,
No.
So I get it. It is tougher to break the ring, so to speak, but it can be done.
You just need two different directions, yeah. You have lines come down on Putnam Ave in, I forget where it comes in, Main Street or something like that. You have to have two different...
Excuse me.
Lines break. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to speak in the opposite position here. I think that it would be foolish to pass up the opportunity to be ahead of our need rather than behind it. This is not big money. The $3,000 to get it physically connected is a one-time cost. And I think that is a not unexpected cost. $70 a month increase is, we're talking $840 a year for significantly expanded service, improved reliability, and to the future point, all the surrounding districts and municipal offices are all migrating to Open Cape if they're not already there. The integration of information and planning and coordination and services, I don't think can serve the district well to hold on to $840 a year and end up being late to the party and chasing rather than being involved.
In my experience, there's very rarely any downside of being late to the party. These things are, I think it'll be less in the future. I think it's, you know, as the, I still think that this is something sort of looking for, it's looking for traffic. It's looking for something to, just looking for applications. You know, for example, the security system. Yeah, you're right. You can't do video surveillance, real-time live video surveillance over the current network. So just saying we want to have this also then means it pulls along with it a potential investment in the things that, you know, it would benefit, it would enable. So does that mean we're making a decision about security systems all of a sudden? You know, so that's where I was coming from initially about sort of pumping the brakes a little bit.
Well, we are talking about security systems too, so that is going to be, that is on the table. We're doing research into that and trying to figure that out. There is an immediate need for that as well.
Okay, well, I mean.
And the water department has ongoing need to expand and strengthen its security system for the well fields and pump houses and things. And
I would rather see a more concerted, I would rather see a more concerted an effort that's, all right, you know, we're going to do all these things. Let's, you know, what's the plan in a more collaborative sense? Water department, any other fire departments. It seems like this is a great wedge for some of the conversations that you guys have been having about how do these five fire districts work, you know, closer together. I don't know. Are you asking for a decision tonight? Or you just tell
that's
us
up to you. If you guys want to discuss, make a decision now, that's great. If you want me to work on it more or give it more information back, I'm happy to do that too. Or if you want to say no, that's fine.
Chief, you had mentioned that the water department obviously would be involved here, right? And would potentially benefit from it?
They've Open Cape going into the building. They can get a lower rate if they go through us.
So are they, and maybe it's splitting hairs in the village, but you know, are they willing to participate in the cost to open it up?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to them about that. They're going to have to pay something. It's still coming out of the district tax. I don't know. I haven't had the conversation with them yet.
I would urge you to have a conversation with them to ask them about where they are in their planning and costing, and it would seem that if we can benefit them under a lower rate structure, that could amortize out most of the difference in the cost of this in a fairly short timeline.
Yeah, we probably could. I mean, they're not going to save a ton of money, but they will save money going through us. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I won't call for a motion, but I would certainly ask the chief to pursue this with the water department and find out what stage they're at and bring it back to us if it's immune.
Sure. That I would get behind. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, that was more work.
got to get done anyways. So. No worries. Chris Dolly's working, working on getting prices on web redesign. She's working with the treasurer and trying to identify us to get some quotes out there and see what it might cost to update our web design. Don't have any numbers yet, but I'll let you know when she's got more information on that. At the same time, we're looking at online fee payments and stuff like that. I think the water department's also looking at that as well with the treasurer's department. So eventually we'll have some numbers and proposals on that.
Yeah, I communicated with her while I was in England.
She's going to wait to talk to you.
Right, I have to do that. I said don't make any decisions because it's a pretty simple thing to apply a different theme to a WordPress site, which we can do. There are certain applications that we might want to look at, like you said.
We'd like to be able to have all the fees online, so no more. We'd rather not have any money go through the station. It would be more beneficial.
Don't you like when I come and buy my burn permit?
You don't pay for burn permits. It's free.
I know. I was just
not just for you, for everybody.
It's
not a perk that we get?
Yeah.
Sure.
I get to burn your stuff.
There was a couple SOGs I released that I sent you copies of.
Yeah.
Training December, they're working on cold weather training ops, so they go over the SOPs on cold water operations, ice rescues, cold water pumping, things like that. That's the drill for the month. Pro EMS reports attached. Personnel, the local withdrew the step 2 grievance. All shifts are back up to full strength. Apparatus, the boat 266 is out of the water for the winter, waiting on the dollar ramps to put it inside, the dollies. They were getting modified. The new 260 is in service in the station. I've been working with Commissioner Connolly on some possible suggestions for graphics on it. I propose that we use the graphics similar to COM. It's kind of a simple, standard fire department graphic for the truck. It's got one white stripe down the side. It says, we'll say, Katua Fire, and it's got a standard Maltese cross emblem on it.
Our design consultant,
yes, sir. We've worked extensively looking at this situation. And,
leaving you here at
and the chief and I think, concur on the
It's a $400 cost, the graphics company out of Marston's Mills. They quoted $400 for that graphic, so not too much money. And there's money in the budget in the article for that vehicle to pay for it.
Just out of curiosity,
yeah.
Is there anything that is there any regulation or law about having things look similar?
No.
From different.
I mean, they could copyright something, but they.
No. From the standpoint of like actual public safety, does it? Is there any value of these things looking different? I mean this generally as a question.
No, I mean it's everybody. I mean there's a thousand different designs and ways of doing it. On ambulances, there's some very specific markings legally that have to get done.
That's really what
for
it's
SUVs,
after. Are there
for SUVs? Okay. There's really no. We could do nothing. We could leave it unmarked altogether.
So when a whole bunch of fire apparatus shows up at a call. It doesn't really matter.
No, it can all look different. I mean, I think there's more value in looking the same.
Is there, okay, so there's nothing that says, okay, because these things are, you know, we know that those are from Katua, COM, I'm just
No, there's no value. There's no value to knowing it's different from a different department that I'm familiar with or can think of. I would rather see a more consistent, I mean, I'd rather see all the vehicles in the town be consistent. I'd rather see every ambulance look the same, be designed the same, have the same equipment, the same compartments, and the same with the fire trucks. I can think of no reason to have things different. I think it just brings complications. So, I mean, yeah, graphics are kind of minor, and does it really affect the functionality? No.
Well, that truck is definitely faster.
That one is?
Than ours.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because of the
they can be faster. I'm all for being slow.
No, I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, the
so
Maltese.
Go
ahead and do
that.
Go with that design?
I like the design. I'd like you guys to see the design. This is current.
Do we need a motion for that, or we just say go?
I don't think you need a motion. Current.
Okay.
Make it so.
Sedate. I will make it so.
Engage.
Chris Dolly has been working on disposal of the old. Chris Dolly's been working on disposal of the old vehicles, the old 269 and the 260. So it's the F-250 and the Explorer.
We have bids on them.
She did. She listed it online, govdeals.com, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's an online disposal for public surplus equipment. Barnsley uses it, Yarmouth uses it, I think Bourne uses it. A lot of the local towns use it. It's all over the country uses it. I think currently the bids, I think today they were up to $11,000 for the pickup truck.
More.
Is that over 11 now?
Yeah, I thought I saw it at 12.4 or 12.6.
What's right. The blue book value on the thing?
Any I
idea?
Think it was like
$5.
Six, something like that. We're getting far more than it's than we would have gotten by. We traded it in, we would have got a couple
so
grand.
So someone's paying $11,000 for a $1,000 car, basically.
No, it's worth more than $1,000, but it's but we're getting a pretty good deal, a lot more than
nice.
We would have gotten on a trade-in or on a sealed bid type process. It's people get kind of excited about online bidding and they go a little overboard. So the pickup truck, the Explorer, is only $600, but that's probably what it's worth.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah.
Question
yeah.
For you
for
on the.
Stripes.
Yeah.
On the old 266.
Yes.
Right? That's at Bolsoms now, right?
Yes.
To be sold by Bolsoms?
The Fire Association has voted that they've got to Bolsoms sell it, yes.
And a good point. It's their vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could it be put on that .gov website just like?
Yes.
Is it in good shape or in bad shape?
No, it's in good shape.
Wow, it's very good.
Yeah,
it's an excellent
shape. Yeah.
It's an industrial body. A nice
yep.
Cut in the side that a lot of people really like.
No, the association could easily sell it on that same site. Yeah, yeah. There's no. I think Bosun's gets top dollar for the boats typically. So if they were to get a buyer until the top dollar, then I think you might do better doing that. But I'll bring it to the association.
Yeah,
see
it's
if
their
they
call.
Wanna,
I just
yeah,
might
they might
want to
sell it that way. But
if we get 11,000 so far for that pick me up truck,
does it include the motor?
Yeah. Yeah. Boat motor trailer. Yeah.
What are they asking? Just out of cut. Yeah.
I think they're talking about $19,000, $20,000, something like that. Which is all, you know, association money available for department use as voted, so support of the department for training and equipment.
So if you put a boat now, as an example, onto that website.
Yes.
You're not committed, if you don't get the money you want, you don't have to sell it, correct?
No, you can set a reserve, yeah. You can set a reserve price.
Okay. So they could do whatever they want, obviously, but they could decide, I'm going to put it up there for the next 3 months.
You're right. There's probably no downside of putting it on there.
And if it goes for more than what Bolsoms thinks, then it goes. If it doesn't, then Bolsoms gets surgered in the spring. Is what
yep.
Be.
No, you're right.
Food for thought.
No, it's a good idea. I'll bring it to them. You're right. There's no real downside if you set a high reserve. Facilities, the station, the driveway is complete.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Yep. Ask you, the new 260, is it now fully equipped?
It is. All the equipment's been transferred over.
Okay, and we have the plow for it.
Yep. We have the plow, lights, radio. We're waiting on a portable that's been ordered. It hasn't arrived yet, but they take the charge portable out of the station they use in it. Just the charger's not installed yet.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Yep. Facilities, driveway's been completed. They did an incredible job. They actually pulled a lot of the base material out. We were assuming that the base material under the asphalt was adequate for new paving. Lawrence Lynch, when they did their look at it, they seemed to think it would be. When MC Dirt Works pulled the asphalt out, they evidently determined that they didn't like the sand there, and they pulled out like 6 inches of it and put in all crushed out of a stone or base material. So they trucked in a lot of material and put it in and did a hell of a job. It's absolutely perfect at no additional cost. So came out pretty nice. They did the lines. They changed the lines from diagonal to 90 degrees. The line painting guy says you get more space on a perpendicular spot than an angle, which
yep.
Kind of surprised me, but that's the way it is. So we got a lot more spots now that we pulled the propane tank out and paved down there. Got significantly more spaces, and the handicap is now legal. They just tweaked the angle there, so it's within the 2 degrees cross grade now. The concrete walkway is going to be jackhammered and broken up this week, And then we've got a local mason that may come in. We're working to have him come in and just pour in a new one for us. So the duty crew is going to jackhammer and pull up the old concrete for us.
Oh, they're going to do it.
They're actually looking forward to it, I think. So yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not going to do it the old-fashioned way, just with sledgehammers.
No, I brought in my concrete cutter and jackhammer, so they're going to cut it up and take it out. Still nothing. We don't have any new bids on the roof yet. Or we're still working on trying to figure out how that's going to go. It's going to have to go out to bid. There's no way to do it within the Barnstable County system, I don't think. So it's more complicated. We haven't got to it yet. Still looking at station security. Don't have a proposal for you yet. Water heater. So we've been told by our HVAC contractor that our water heater is leaking and needs to be replaced. We've gotten two quotes now. One came in at $9,800 and one came in at $9,000 for a 75-gallon commercial water heater. Commissioner Connelly just gave me another name to call. Unfortunately, a lot of the plumbers don't carry commercial insurance and don't want to do it, but we're working hard to get another prices. It's hard to believe that a 75-gallon water heater is almost $10,000.
Yes,
it's still within the bid number. Anything under $10,000, we can go out and purchase. And we've gotten two prices and a third company that refused to quote, that no quoted it. So more than the regulations, if we wanted to buy it, we could. But I really have a problem spending that much money on a water heater. So we're looking at a few more prices. So
is it a gas heater?
I believe it's a gas 75-gallon water heater, yeah. And we have no choice. It says leaking and could go any time. So we're kind of under a time crunch.
Chief, I did text with him afterwards.
Yeah.
After we spoke. He says he does have that commercial, so forth and so on.
I'll get him
so
over to get a price on it then.
It's going to have to be confirmed, right. Obviously. So I told him you'll be calling.
Right. You guys have any problem if I go ahead and do my best to get more prices and just go ahead and get it done? I mean, I can wait till the next meeting, but it's leaking and I don't want it to go.
It's
so
ridiculous.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But we looked it up online, and actually that 75-gallon commercial water heater is like a $5,000 water heater, which it's ridiculous. I agree. But
wow. They see the fire departments coming, I guess.
They see commercial buildings.
I think they see commercial buildings. So it's just, and they need to carry commercial insurance, and it's, I'll work very hard to get the price down lower because I've got a huge problem paying $9,000 for a water heater. But
yeah, that sounds pretty stinky.
But it does.
Do you know how long we got out of, how many years we got out of the building?
I'm 90% sure. I probably got put it in, what, about 91 when they put the 91, 92 when they did the upgrade, rebuilt the station.
Yeah. Well, 26 years isn't a bad lifespan for
no.
Do we want to authorize the chief up to $10,000 or a dollar amount so that he doesn't have to come back to us and or get it done?
I don't think, I would prefer you not have to come back to us.
Okay.
Do the best you can. If it goes, just get it done. If we can string it and get a better price, that's good.
We'll get some more quotes because we got a couple more just to make sure that we're not getting stuck.
Who's your
guy?
Kevin? I'm sorry? Who's the vendor?
Just a plumber that I use.
That has a commercial license or insurance?
Says he does, but as I said to the chief, you need to verify that. And I said to him, it's going to have to be verified.
Who were the two vendors that?
I think we had ADAD's quote and Spencer Hallett Plumbing. And we had asked, Bob Franey's company, the local HVAC plumbing company, and they no-quoted it. They weren't interested.
Okay.
Working on it. Facilities. Tools. We did end up getting new tools for the station out of the vehicle replacement account. Sears is going out of business, and it was kind of a last-minute thing. We ran over there, and I just thought you guys might want to look at it. They're really pretty tool set. So
nice.
Bill McNamara did an incredible job organizing all the ratchets. And the problem, we tried to change a tire on the ambulance the other day, and we had to have people go home to get tools out of their personal tools to change a tire. And we had a random set that they've been working with for I don't know how many years of mismatched, piles of junk. And it was time to be efficient and
pretty Adrian Monk-like, you say?
It's, yeah. And we're going to work hard to
remember
keep
that
it.
Show?
Is
in that condition exactly the way they are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm sharing them with
it was,
Amy and Cindy too.
Like
they like that stuff.
80% off or something.
Look at that.
It's Sears.
Did you alphabetize? Did you alphabetize your screwdrivers as well?
No, I didn't alphabetize, but well, I don't know. They might have. They're very nice, though. Facility study. So the Prudential Committee is doing a facility study. The architect that they contracted with came in for a walk through the station, I don't know, a month and a half ago. I forgot now the date. And we gave him a tour of the station. At the same time, we gave them some suggestions about what we thought might make sense. And since that time, they did an AutoCAD drawing of the floor outline of the station. I took that outline and I did a proposed drawing for a new facility that would be attached to the fire station. And our proposal is that they take the offices, or the bunk rooms now where the firefighters sleep at night that were originally planned as offices, turn them back into offices. They've got handicap access, handicap bathroom, public entryway, public parking, handicap parking, and move the bunk rooms to an addition on the side on the new lot. They wouldn't need bathrooms in there. They wouldn't need handicap access. Wouldn't need handicap parking. We sent it off to them, and we haven't got any response yet, but we'll see. I think I emailed a copy to everybody. I'm not sure. I'll find a copy. I'll bring a copy of next month's meeting.
Email.
I'll bring one to next month's meeting. It's just a suggestion. You know, anybody who wants to come through and walk through, we can talk about it. But we're trying to find the most effective way to get the legal offices for the district employees, and at the same time do it for the cheapest amount of money possible. We don't have the ability to spend millions of dollars on an addition. That's just unrealistic and irresponsible. So we'll work with them, and I'll let you know of any progress. I don't know.
It does pose some interesting possibilities.
Yeah, part of the design basically take the existing first floor of the station and made it into district space. So now we have got a district, another district training room. There'd be a district conference room that could be used after hours, anytime. The firefighters' area would be sealed off. I think it gives us some flexibility and probably one of the least cost options for them. But we'll see what they come back with. I don't know. We're not driving this. This is the Prudential Committee, and
right,
we're just trying to support it and offer suggestions. So we're obviously well involved in it too.
And just because I can't resist, I would loop this back to our earlier discussion about Open Gate, because if there is a consolidation of district agencies and offices in centralized physical space.
I think that's fine, as long as we all have a chance to have a look at a plan.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a good opportunity for the Prudential Committee to pay for it directly.
I think I'm actually going to propose to the Treasurer that we take some of the, maybe the IT in general. So we've got an IT company that maintains our system. They maintain the Treasurer systems. They're talking about maintaining the water. We get a much better rate by doing it under one contract. That's the kind of thing that would be maybe well served moving it out of our budget and into the Treasurer's budget.
Mm-hmm.
And if they maintain the IT support contract and the data from OpenCape under a different budget that serves all of us, I think that makes sense. But
well, shared services are a good idea, because that's it's the power of collective
right
purchasing and stuff. Okay.
All right, and that's about it for the Chief's report.
Yes.
I think that.
Correct.
I've gone over the warrants. I've previously reviewed them and seen any changes in the warrants over the past month. And we have the Pro EMS report is available to you in your packet.
Yeah. We're not going to go over that. We'll just.
The cash flow and billing is in line with
yeah
expectations.
Just for note, our our decision to go with Pro EMS may be very beneficial. We currently use a contract with Cape and Islands EMS to provide our partial QA, QI, medical director contracts. They're our regional, our EMS authorization body. There's been some talk. I believe Sandwich and Bourne are pulling out. They're no longer going to affiliate with Cape and Islands EMS. That's going to significantly affect their budget and ability to do business. There's some other towns that are talking about doing the same. We're in kind of a unique position that we have everything that they provided to us covered with the exception of the medical director. So if they go out of business or whatever, the only thing, because we have Pro EMS, they do 100% QA, QI, they do the billing, they do our EMS recertification. We just have to contract with the medical director. I'm going to define that, but they've assured me that they could help with that process, if not do it 100% for us. So more to come on that very soon, I think. I think we're going to hear more in the next month or two, whether Cape and Islands EMS exists any longer or where they go. So.
Sure. Are they a private company?
No, they're a nonprofit company. They're not private. I think they're probably a nonprofit status, IRS. It's got nothing to do with property on the other side of the canal. Any of us can lead them. They do. We have to, by code, have a medical director. So that's the only thing they're providing for us that we need. Our medical director contract is Dr. O'Malley out of Falmouth Hospital. He contract with Cape and Islands EMS. We've got a direct contract with him because he works for Cape and Islands EMS. There's nothing stopping us from getting a medical director in Boston. We don't need a medical director at Cape Cod Hospital. Bourne and Sandwich contract with a doctor out of Jordan, I believe. It makes more sense to have a medical director at your local hospital, but it's not legally required. Yeah, there's no legal requirement.
You transport just as much to those hospitals.
Yeah.
You know, I understand the issue of statute, everything, but a nonprofit organization, just like a company, can cease to function. It's not like they can't go out of it. It's just like
they've been very valuable for a long time, and they were a huge asset to us when I came on board and we had Shane to get our EMS back online and back to where it needed to be and fill some of the deficiencies. They were a huge asset to us. They're a good organization with good people, but. We'll see. We're keeping all our options open, and you know, I think we pay them about $3,000 a year, so it's not a huge bit of our budget. But these other departments are paying $20,000 and $30,000 a year, and that's they found better value somewhere else. So.
Okay. Interesting.
Is it worth reaching out to O'Malley to see if he would be available if Cape and Islands hold their tent, he would be available to simply continue as medical director?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Shane Clark is doing a great job keeping an eye on this and working with the other departments and getting notes from Sandwich and from Bourne. And we're going to have town of Barnesville meeting shortly between the fire chiefs and figure out where we're all going. So, like I said, we can get a medical director from anywhere. And Pro EMS can give us one tomorrow if we want, or we could use their doctor. But a doctor out of Boston, it's not the most effective. I mean, we'd rather have a doctor that works in Cape Cod Hospital. Pro EMS seems to think if we put enough pressure on Cape Cod Hospital, they'll provide one to us at no charge. They get plenty of business from us. We'll bring in plenty of patients. It's all kind of working itself out right now. It could change very quickly. But it's not going to be an issue. We're going to be able to keep going without missing a beat here.
Under old business, we had left the discussion about conversation with DPW about operations and about potential sharing equipment, and you were identifying the other sources of access to heavy equipment in the event of emergency need. I was also, while I was on the website looking at the old vehicles for sale, I was scanning as there's certainly a lot of areas getting rid of old secondhand heavy duty equipment like that. But the more I was looking at it, I don't know that we want to get into buying anything secondhand. I don't think we have the budget to buy anything new. So it's going to be either contracting or something.
Right. I honestly don't have a plan right now. I've spoken to the water department. They said they generally contract out their emergency repairs and their snow removal, and also their brush cutting and things like that. They could use a piece of equipment to do a lot of that on their own. They would have to train their personnel to become hydraulic, get their hydraulic licenses. We would also need to, some of our staff have had hydraulic licenses but no longer carry that license. So they would also have to get trained if the district purchased a piece of equipment. The DPW has a small loader they keep at the cemetery. I've had some talks with the director and some of their staff. They think that they may be able to have that come to our facility and work with us, but they're not ready to commit to that right now. So they don't have a lot of heavy equipment. They have a lot of contract equipment during snow season for snow use, but they haven't done contracts for other seasons or other uses. So they want to have more talks on it. They're not ready to commit to anything. I've let them know that it's a need and we're willing to help out any way we can. And it's going to take a little more talking with them to get an answer out of them. So that may be an answer. Calm water department's got heavy equipment that they have the ability to work on Calm Fire. We just don't have that yet in our district. I think what else? I'm also working with Josh Nigro from DCR, Department of Conservation and Recreation, where our surplus of federal equipment comes through. Mm-hmm. So the federal equipment surplus program we got the boat through has actually been shut down. I'm not exactly sure why, but they anticipated opening back up again January. So he's going to keep an eye out for anything. We don't want junk. It's not worth it. And there's some questionable, paying for our training our people and incurring that liability has also got a cost to it as well. The ideal is to have someone from the DPW who's trained and equipped and to come out, and we provide them with housing and food while they're helping us out. And we'd like to go down that road, but we'll find a solution. So we just don't have we're working on a bunch of different avenues there right now.
I meant to ask last time, and I forgot, the old brush paper. How much drag capacity does that have?
I don't know what's got for drag. I think it's probably got about a 10,000-pound winch on it. One of the suggestions was from DCR was to get a 5-ton military chassis, which we can get those with 5 or 10,000 miles on them, put a D-plow in the front, and use something like that to plow through. We can get those very quickly and free. I'm not sure that's the ideal solution. I'm not even sure it would work, honestly. I'd rather something that can pick stuff up and move it out of the way, something we can work alongside our guys with chainsaws. I think that's probably more effective. But I'm working with DPW. I'm also going to reach out to Silvio from the Prudential Committee. He's a civil engineer, and he runs the DPW department. So he might have some expertise to help us out on this as well.
Last but not least, on my item, so the boat naming contest.
I guess we need to put something on the internet. My suggestion is we put a naming contest out on our website, have you, the body here, be the decision makers on the naming contest, and the contest award would be a ride at their date of their choosing, obviously in warmer weather. Ice cream at Mad Martha's on your vineyard.
Right, the New Year's Day plunge, it's not a big draw.
No, probably not. We do have releases for equipment riding on vehicles through the insurance company. Calm does it as well. They've taken, when they launched their boat, we did ceremonial, you know, and riding on the truck on the boat. So it's something that the insurance company will cover.
Santa Claus last year.
We drove Santa Claus on the boat. We've got a standard release policy that the insurance company gave us, so that shouldn't be an issue. Make a trip with your family to Mad Martha's and I'll buy them ice cream. I think that would be something reasonable.
Sounds great, Chief.
Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
How do we advertise it?
I think we do a couple things. I think we do the currents.
Yes.
Probably be a way to go. And I wanted to mention something about the currents as a separate, but I think that's one way to go. I think there was some talk about the school, trying to get the school involved.
School would be good, yeah.
Right? The kids, if you get a little bit of excitement there. Now, they're not all from Kootut, but they still would probably get a kick out of it.
We'll just restrict it to Kootut residents.
No, I'm not sure. I couldn't see doing that.
No?
I mean, do you guys?
Put it in the coop too, you know.
That's a good idea, yeah. Yeah.
A little notice of some sort. I'm sure Seth will be happy to. Folding tent there, you know, put it,
oh,
whatever.
I'm sure he would, yeah. I'm sure he'll be entering into a contest too.
Yeah, there you go. I think the chief has some graphics design work he's been working on that he might want to put on the boat as well. Little mermaid design, so.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I have to consider that. So I think that'd be a good way to go with regards to, you know, the currents.
Racing Stripes
coop,
and Little Mermaid.
The school.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. No. So that'd be a good way to go, I think.
Yeah.
Now, real quick comment about the currents. I think it was last current I saw a nice blurb in there that you'd put in. I think it was just before the.
About the new boat,
right? I'm wondering. Do we have the ability within currents, because I know nothing about, you know, the organization and how that's run, but do we have the ability to have a monthly paragraph in there? Would they allow us, and B, is there something that we could put in there just to keep the fire department in front of the public? It's the most costly portion of government, so to speak, within the village. Right? I think the more we let them know what's going on, the better off everybody is. Just food for thought.
I will contact the Civic Association and ask them about that. I know they
I'm going to go home and have dinner with a board member right after this. I could
see what you can figure out for them. I know they.
I could probably carry that message.
That space is pretty valuable. I don't know how much.
Well, I guess.
It's a great point, and I don't think it's a outside the four corners of how they view their, you know, what their mission is.
So,
but
and
I live near Jim as well. Dan out there, I can just walk over there and say, hey Jim, what do you think?
Right.
You know. But yeah, no, I'll talk to Carol tonight.
Okay.
I'll let her have.
Anything else?
Nothing from me, sir.
Nothing from you.
Move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Susanna?
Conley.
Zace.
We are out of here.